Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Buddha once said, "You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself, and that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection." Hey, Inspired listeners, welcome to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on OM Times. I hope you're having a fantastic day. If it's morning, afternoon, or night, wherever you are at in this beautiful planet of ours, thank you so much for joining us and being part of the Inspired conversation and being one of our Inspired listeners all around the world. I am Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, your co-host of Inspired Living Radio, and just want to say we're going to have a good show today. This is going to be a fantastic guest, a great book to talk about. And if you want to catch any of the work that I'm doing in Seattle, Washington, or the Pacific Northwest, I've got my first spiritual hike coming up, and I have a few other events coming up here in April, which is right around the corner. Head over to marklanehart.com, internet search The Intuitive Prospector, or you can find me at Best American Psychics. Now, last week, I was riding solo. We had a fun show, but I did miss my co-host, Kim Thalkin, founder of Love First, all the way across the United States in Richmond, Virginia, who was off attending a spiritual workshop. And Kim, just want to say thank you for returning and being back. We missed you. I hope that you had a good learning experience, and share your experience with us.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Inspired listeners. Thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to be back. You know, I always love these workshops, but it's nice to be back and join our community on Wednesday. So I hope everybody had a great week. Yes, as Mark said, I'm Kim Thalkin, founder of my bicoastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen, in beautiful Richmond, Virginia, and Encino, California, where the goal is to raise consciousness one soul at a time. If you would like to learn more about the work that I'm doing, or if there's a way that I can help you on your path in through readings, healings, or hypnotherapy, please find me at lovefirst.info. I would love to hear from you, and I would actually love to work with you. So as Mark said, I was gone in, I was at Pompton Lakes, New Jersey at the Journey Within, which is a very special spiritual church and center where all kinds of just amazing teachers from all over the world come to teach there. I was lucky enough to have Stella Upton, who is a tutor at the Arthur Finley College. Among other things that she does, she was helping us with our mediumship. So that's, you know, that is an ongoing process. And every time you do it, you get a little better and better, more comfortable, more confident. And it just feels good. Plus, these UK teachers, Mark, I always think are so, they're just so wise. I mean, they're just so wise. Yeah. Just being in their presence, you feel better. And so it was a real blessing to be able to spend that week with her. I also got to meet her husband, who is Stephen Upton, and he focuses on a lot of trans work, trans communication, and also trans healing, which is very powerful method of healing, modality of healing, and just such beautiful work to be able to experience this last week. But it's good to be back And I'm very excited for our show today. In terms of where you can find me at lovefirst.info, but you can also find me, I'm very excited about this, I will be working the psychic fair at the Edgar Cayce Association for Research and Enlightenment in Virginia Beach this Saturday from 9 to 5. It'll be my first time at the Edgar Cayce Association, and I am so excited to be there. They're expecting, as I understand it, 300 to 500 people. So I am looking forward to meeting more Virginians or anybody who's in the area. If you're there, please stop by and say hi, and I would love to read for you. Mark, back to you, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with you, Kim. The UK tutors are fabulous. They've helped me so much in my spiritual journey and my mediumship, and I would highly recommend them to anybody. For our inspired listeners out there, if you want to engage with us right now, you can head over to our Facebook page at Inspired Living Radio. You can find us on Twitter, Google Plus, and Instagram. Just look for Inspired Living or Inspired For Us. That's the number 4. You can catch encore shows of this if you don't catch the live version over on iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, and of course, Ohm Times Radio, which has all of our archives. We're approaching 80 episodes already, Kim, if you can believe that. So, do you want to let the inspired listeners know what the, since we're in the last week of March, our positive affirmation?
Yes. Yes. I am now creating my life exactly as I want it. How powerful is that? I'm sure we're going to be talking a little bit about that today too, in the way of self-love. And I also want to let our inspired listeners know too that, of course, you can call in today with any questions that you may have at 202-570-7057.
Yeah, so please give us a call or post a question on our Facebook page. The Facebook page, we have over 1,000 inspired listeners and growing. We'd love to have you join the inspired listening community, our, like what I like to say, soul tribe, spiritual awesomeness. And let's get into our guest here. Let's welcome him to the show. This gentleman has a awesome background of healing, and we're going to be talking about his new book, You Were Not Born to Suffer. This is the first time he's joining us here on Inspired Living Radio, and we always love to have first-time guests and returning guests. So I want to welcome Blake Bauer. He's an author of the international best-selling book, You Were Not Born to Suffer, and we'll be talking about that for the next 45 minutes here. So if you have your questions about suffering, you're going to want to call in. He has helped thousands of people all around the world who could not find lasting solutions from conventional medicine, psychiatric, or religion. His pioneering work centers on learning how to love yourself practically and unconditionally as the key to healing yourself, fulfilling your life's purpose, unlocking your capacity to love others, and realizing your full potential personally and professionally. His education includes traditional Chinese medicine, five-element Chinese medicine, nutritional medicine, herbal healing, psychology, past life regression therapy, hypnosis, and various other forms of alternative medicine. After years of training with spiritual teachers, healers, and masters from all over the world, Blake also teaches various forms of mindfulness, meditation, Qigong, Qigong energy medicine, and Dao Yin, a health and longevity yoga. Today, he is considered by many to be a modern meditation and Qigong master. Blake Bauer, welcome to Inspired Living Radio.
Hi, Mark, and hi, Kim. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Well, thanks for being here. Yeah, we can hear you just fine. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, loud and clear. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure my mic was all set up.
Yep, you sound great. And we are connecting from various points all around the United States here for a uplifting, inspiring show. I love that you have the Qigong, and I totally love the alternative medicine for our inspired listeners out there. It's helped my path. I too practice Qigong. And you have some very cool events coming up here that we want to talk about later in the show. But just introduce yourself to the inspired listening community all around the world and let them get to know you and the work, beautiful work that you're doing.
Well, just, I guess, hello, everybody, and thank you so much for having me. And Kim and Mark, thank you for having me. I'm not sure what to say. I'm happy for you guys to ask me, you know, anything you want, and we can kind of go from there. In a nutshell, I travel these days teaching retreats and workshops, this year on 4 continents, which focus on learning what it really means to love yourself unconditionally and practically now in the present, so that you can, like Kim, express the affirmation, create a life that reflects who you really are and what you really value, what you love, who you love, and really one that values the miracle of our life that we often take for granted while we try to get somewhere in the future and miss our beautiful life and take ourselves for granted and don't, you know, appreciate ourselves and with that not don't appreciate, you know, the life that we've been given on a daily basis. We don't know how to actually navigate it very effectively. So I struggled a lot until I learned how to love and value myself every day so I can make the most of every day and every interaction. And now I try to help as many people as I can to do the same.
That's awesome. And for our Inspired Listening community out there, we have all of Blake's upcoming events, all the way from London to Canada to Omega Institute. If you've never been to Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, upstate New York, check that out. That's one of my first places I ever went to learn mediumship with John Holland was at Omega Institute. So Blake will be teaching there, and also he'll be in Colorado. So his whole schedule is posted on Inspired Living Radio. You can check that out. And you are a busy guy, Blake, doing awesome work and on the road, working through healing. And let's talk about your book. Let's get into your book, because I was very fascinated. This was a self-published book back in 2012, correct?
Yes, it's actually an interesting story, which I'll keep brief. I had a contract for that book. I'll go back a second just so everybody gets a full picture, because I think it's personally relevant. I started off wanting to publish this book, which came to me very clearly and seemed to be the reason I was a large part of the reason why I was born, or my purpose here on the planet. And I started to try and get it published. I was rejected by dozens of the biggest publishers in the world and over 100 agents. I finally got a contract with one of the biggest self-help and spiritual publishers in the world. I was very excited. That contract fell through. I was actually on one level of conscious, you could say, one level of consciousness, you could say, screwed over. But on another level of consciousness, it was very, very much meant to be, because what came from that experience has helped me to help a lot more people and has turned out really well. So I ended up self-publishing the book after that huge disappointment, and the book went on to become the number one best-selling self-help and spiritual title in Australia, where I was living for about 6 years and when I published the book. And then a publisher in London picked it up. So ironically, you guys were talking about the UK. I spent a lot of time there, and I have a very close relationship with the College of Psychic Studies, which you guys, I'm sure, are familiar with.
Yeah.
They really are an amazing group of people. And so I really resonated with what you guys felt about their community, and their spiritual community is very, very special and has such a deep history. So this is a new edition that's coming out all over the world. It's been completely edited and updated. It has new chapters, and this edition is starting to
So, Blake, just hold that thought right there. We'll pick this up on the backside of this first commercial break for here 2 minutes, and we're going to talk all about your new book. And stick around with us here on Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Thank you.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. We have our very special guest, Mr. Blake Bauer, internationally best-selling author, and we're talking about his book, You Were Not Born to Suffer. So we went right into the commercial there, Blake. Let's pick up talking about the book, about self-publishing, not giving up, getting rejected time and time again, still moving forward and being successful with your internationally best-selling book today.
Yes, and I think, you know, the validity of the story is just a testament to the importance of the message and how it's helping people. And I guess on the other side of that for your listeners is that, you know, if you feel something very strongly in your heart and your intuition, that even though, mm-hmm. you know, at first things don't work out or you have doubt or you have fear, that things tend to work out, and in my experience they actually always work out if you learn to trust yourself and honor what you're feeling, even though it may bring up, you know, your own doubt and the doubt in other people, or go against what everybody else is doing or what everybody else thinks is right or what society is, what people agree is acceptable. The moral of the story is, you know, don't give up and honor what you feel is true and good and beautiful in this world. So
yeah, I love that. And I'm actually writing about that this month, about the divine urge, that urge within that, you know, calls us to do things that might, you know, like you said, bring issues up in ourselves, bring issues up in other people, but it's an urge that comes from within and to follow that. And let's talk about your book about not suffering, because there are a lot of people out there suffering. And let's kind of get into the nuts and bolts of this book, because it's, you know, it's an international best-selling book, so it's resonating with the global conscious audience out there. Lots of chapters. I've got the book here digitally in front of me, 33 chapters, so a lot of writing, a lot of experience. I'm curious to know about functional sanity. I thought that was kind of catchy when I first started reading the introduction to the book.
Well, I think, Mark, I'm sure both you and Kim and, you know, the listeners can relate to when you start to, you know, wake up in your own life and evolve, you become aware of your thoughts in a new way, and you become aware of, you know, the voices in your head and the conversations that you have with yourself and your thoughts that are often all over the place or in contradiction to each other or confused. And a lot of people start to think they're crazy. You know, am I the only one that's, you know, feeling this or thinking this? That, you know, I'm not happy in this situation, let's say my personal life, or I'm not happy at work. Why is everybody else okay with the way the world is? Or why is everybody okay here? You know, am I not normal? They're normal. I'm not normal. You know, it must be my family. I come from, you know, well, personally, I'll say I come from a, you know, a self-destructive, dysfunctional family. And, you know, at first I thought that was just me. And then I started to realize, well, everybody actually comes from that in some, you know, regard. And we put on a brave face and we wear this pride because we're, you know, scared of being vulnerable, and we judge ourselves, and we fear that other people will judge us, and we feel ashamed of, you know, ourselves and our feelings and our life, and we fear that other people will feel that same shame about us or towards us, and that makes us unlovable. So we start to kind of question, are we crazy? And I started to, you know, at some point I had to accept the fact that, you know, we're all actually crazy, and I am a bit crazy, and there's actually nothing wrong with that. And it's actually, that's more normal than our socially, than our socially accepted idea of what normal is, which is really about just fitting in and not upsetting the status quo. So, you know, eventually through my private practice of working with tens of thousands of people, you know, individually, and then tens of thousands of people in group, I came up with a term that I coined, functional sanity. And in fact, some of my close friends have said, should you have called it functional insanity? But the idea was that, you know, what is sanity? And sanity is really just being able to function in the world today in a way where, you know, you do your best and you learn how to not hurt yourself and other people. Because otherwise, everything else is kind of superfluous or extra or unnecessary, because, you know, our ideas of our, you know, our kind of our conventional kind of stuffy ideas of sanity are outdated and kind of rigid, and life is really not like that, even though we try to make it like that to control everything, to avoid our insecurity and our fear. That's not the way life is. So the more we accept our thoughts, whatever those thoughts are like, and the more we accept our feelings, no matter what those feelings are like, the better our experience of life gets and the less we suffer. So it's just a viewpoint that I took for myself to free myself from, you know, judging myself and feeling ashamed of my thoughts and emotions. And it's something that's really helped a lot of people that I've shared that with.
So you've talked, you know, we're talking a lot about emotions and difficult times in life. The people that you work with, do you ever come across people that are totally disconnected from themselves, disconnected from their emotions, and just kind of, I guess, what are the side effects of that when you are disconnected from your emotions?
Well, Kim, you know, it's really everything. So every form of suffering that we experience. So if we start, let's start from the outer world in. So if you're having relationship problems or financial problems or problems at work or problems with your husband or problems with your children or problems with a friend, it all comes back to not knowing how to express and communicate your feelings, your emotions in effective, clear, nonviolent ways. And then if we go a bit subtler, people who have physical pain, cancer, autoimmune disease, in my experience, most forms of physical suffering, illness, and pain also go back to being disconnected from our emotions, not knowing what we're feeling and not knowing how to express it effectively. And then let's go even subtler, all the crazy thinking that we feel overwhelmed by, all the psychological tension and stress that we feel, low energy, depression, tiredness, lethargy, all of those again go back to being disconnected from our emotional life and not knowing how to express it effectively. And it's a pattern that begins in childhood when we're kids, as we try to survive our family life and the world. Most of us never learn about our emotions or how to express them at home. And we don't learn about it at school, and we don't learn about it at church or temple, or if we have a religious association. And then I found that over time, that pattern of basically internalizing our emotions or rejecting the true self led to all forms of disease and depression. So mental and emotional imbalances, as well as physical imbalances and disease. And those insights really came about through my studies of Chinese medicine and the relationship between emotion, energy, and blood in the body. So everything, Kim, it all comes back to this dynamic because, you know, we come here into this body to experience being alive. And what you're feeling in this moment is a very much a big part of your experience of being alive. And if it doesn't feel good, learning how to express that and then what to do with that so that you can then enjoy being in your body and take care of your heart and your body, you know, is the only way really to enjoy your life. But we've all been conditioned the opposite way, which is why it seems so complicated to fix it and get back to this place of not being stuck in our suffering in the present moment and enjoying our life.
Yeah, well, goodness, you covered so much in that one response. But it's very interesting experience when you're in the company of someone who's disconnected from their emotions or in a relationship with someone like that, or even for children in a relationship with their parents who are disconnected from themselves and their emotions. It's almost like living life empty inside. And I could see where a lot of depression would come from that, because that's not, I don't believe that's what we're here to do. We're here to connect with other people, to experience love, like you've talked about, Blake, such an important aspect of our own growth and earthly experiences. You talk a lot about love and love of self and the suffering that can come from not having that for yourself. So how does somebody know when they love themselves? Like, how do you really know that? That might sound like a silly question, but I don't know how does one feel when they truly love themselves, and how would they know the difference if they're really there or not?
Well, Kim, that's a multifaceted question, and it's an important question.
Oh, Blake,
I guess we'll
get
back to it after the break. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to our second break here. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the very important topic of loving oneself. So stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Blake Bauer. So, Blake, before we went to break, we were talking about the very important notion of loving oneself and how do you really know that you are doing that? What does that feel like?
Thank you, Kim. Well, the first thing I wanted to say is that, you know, we have this idea that we're going to get there to this place, and we'll call that place loving ourselves, or we'll call that place happiness, or we'll call that place peace, or we'll call that place success. And then it's just like over and we're done and we can just lay back and relax. And it's a very big illusion that our mind creates, because no matter how much you love yourself, let's say today, and no matter how happy you are today, or how at peace you are today, or how successful your day is, tomorrow you're going to be tested. You know, something and someone is going to come along to test you, and you still have to practice all the things that you know and all the tools that you have in order to navigate your day effectively and enjoy your day and love yourself and love others as much as you can. So it's not really about getting to one place per se. And I think we all can trick ourselves into thinking that. It's like thinking that there's a pill that's going to fix us, or a teacher that's going to fix us, or a healer that's going to fix us, when really we have to be in this for the long game and learn how to, I like the metaphor, you know, you give a man or a woman a fish, they eat for a day, you teach him or her to fish, they eat for a lifetime. So for me, learning how to love myself unconditionally was about teaching me to fish for my own soul and really be at home in myself and not seek home externally in the outer world. And that's a metaphor for not seeking love externally, or seeking peace externally, or seeking happiness externally, or seeking someone to fix my health externally. And in my experience, it really is the ultimate endeavor to really come home to yourself and be at home 100% and be okay in your own body and your own, you know, the temple for your soul or your spirit, or however you perceive your existence. So for me, I had to distill down selfishly the key to loving myself so that I could enjoy my life as much as possible, be as healthy as and happy as possible, and be as passionate and clear about the work that I do in the world as possible. And I believe this is a universal path and universal story. And so, you know, a lot of people say you should love yourself and go love yourself. And there's a lot of teachings on self-love that I find to be kind of on the surface. So for me, what I've distilled down to, how do you actually do it? And it's amazing, because the answer to how do you love yourself and how do you accept yourself and how do you forgive yourself and how do you believe in yourself and how do you have confidence in yourself? It all comes down actually to one or two things, and it's really the same thing. And what it really comes down to is being able to express your true feelings in every situation and act in alignment with what you really feel, even when you're scared, even when you feel guilty, even when you feel ashamed, even when your pride and ego are active, to still be able to be vulnerable enough to be honest. And the truth is that most of us live a lie, not because we're bad people, but to survive and to cope. And it's what we learned, and everybody's doing it. So that seems normal. And Mark, if you start to not live a lie, then you look insane, when really you're the only sane one. Mm-hmm. So who's embracing your insanity and your true feelings, which often can seem irrational, right? And sure. Emotional, sure, sure. Or impulsive, all those things that we say to other people to stop them from doing something, or something that people say to us to stop us from doing something, or that we've learned to say to ourselves to justify why we shouldn't follow our heart. So that's really the litmus test, is am I being honest right now in my marriage, my friendships, my relationships at work? And you know, Mark and Kim, you know in your heart right now, this is what I do when I teach. And if you know, all the listeners, I would say this is the test. Where in your life right now are you scared to talk about your true feelings? Even if you're not 100% clear, but you know you're confused about, you know, a relationship you may not be in love with anymore, you know, somebody you may not feel the way you used to feel with, or a job you're unhappy with, but you're confused and you don't know how to talk about it or who to talk to it about it with. So whatever it is that's going on inside you right now, today, in your life, in your heart, in relationship to your outer life, wherever you're scared to speak about it and act on it, is where you're not loving yourself, and that's where you're hurting yourself. And I like to use the terms betraying yourself, abandoning yourself, hurting yourself, harming yourself. And that's really the ultimate test. And so for me, Kim, you know, that's really what I like to ask myself, are those questions. And then it's amazing, because when you start to be fully honest with your feelings and act in alignment with that, you start to see life, you yourself, your existence, your body, your soul, your experience of life, and life in the outer world, like being on the earth, as a miracle that you're grateful for each day. Even if you're struggling, you can see the miracle when you're living that from the truth. Even though the miracle might feel a little painful, you are tasting that, you know, your show is about inspiration. You are feeling that true, the true spirit, you know, the true sacredness of being alive. But most of us are living this lie, taking our life for granted, hurting ourselves, and that's why we're suffering so much. But that's what our parents learned, and that's what they taught us, and that's what everybody's doing, so we call that normal. And meanwhile, we're destroying ourselves and destroying the planet.
And what's your opinion, like, on where does God fit into all of this?
Well, my view on God, obviously everybody's got a very unique experience with the word God and the concept of God and the reality of God, whatever that is to you. So for me, God is the entire universe and all the atoms in the universe, all the energy in the universe. So I believe, or my view, Kim, is that you are God, and Mark, you are God, and I'm God, and, you know, the wherever you're sitting, your home or your office, that's God, you know. So all space, all matter, all material objects, everything is God. And I believe that until you accept that view, that you are one with God and the universal intelligence, that there's this aspect of your psyche and your body and your life that will always remain outside of your capacity to heal. Because if you don't accept that you are that, to me, that's basically 100% responsibility. And in my experience, taking 100% responsibility is the only way to be 100% free. Because let's say you keep God outside of you, whatever your God is, then you still have something or someone to blame. And in my experience, when you allow yourself to keep someone or something there to blame, something outside of you, you are making a commitment to keep yourself sick or stuck or unhappy, because you're basically giving your energy, the energy you need to heal or be happy or to enjoy your life today, to the blame and whatever it is that you're projecting this blame onto. And I want to clarify, too, that my view is that all beliefs and all thoughts, so even going back to functional sanity, Mark, my view is that all thoughts and all beliefs are not real. All they are thoughts in your head. So your beliefs, my beliefs, everybody's beliefs, and this might seem a little reductionistic, and I ask for people's forgiveness if this offends anybody, but in my analysis, you know, our thoughts and our beliefs are just that. They're just thoughts, and they're not actually real, because our thoughts about God or life or love or somebody are very different than experiencing love or this other human being or being alive, and that's always beyond thought and always beyond words. And so that's why it's kind of hard to grasp onto and for it to be tangible. But because we're human and because we do think and because we do like to have beliefs, something to hold on to, I have found that we actually choose our beliefs and we don't realize that we choose our beliefs. But if you do choose your beliefs and you can choose your beliefs, why not choose the view that holds the power to set you the most free? So selfishly, I like to choose a perspective, not to say I'm right, let's build a religion, you're wrong, let's start a war. Selfishly, to be as healthy and happy as possible and to help as many other people as I can to be as healthy and happy as possible, I choose a view of this experience of life that holds the most power in my experience to set me free. And that view is that we are all one with God, which is, you know, all the atoms in the universe. And then for me, that helps me to take 100% responsibility and not blame God or other people or my family or my upbringing or any external circumstance.
You know, I've just seen a lot of pain and suffering from the folks that I've come into contact with that don't, that have fear of God or don't see themselves as being worthy in the eyes of God. And that can really stay with someone for a long time in their life until they get to the place that you're talking about. So I was just curious as to how you viewed that. I know everybody's idea of God and what, you know, God means and so forth differs, but I was just curious as how that all fits in, one's connection to God or understanding of God all fits in to, you know, the overall state of happiness that we're, you know, that we're talking about here.
Right. I guess, well, it depends. Everybody, you know, like the people and the individual circumstances that you're referring to, Kim, obviously, you know, they all have a different upbringing or wiring. And so there's some subtleties that would
right.
be helpful to understand, to speak to. But for each person, it symbolizes something. And what God can symbolize is salvation, you know, so saving you from your suffering, or
mm-hmm.
it can symbolize, you know, freedom finally from the earthly pain and sin.
Mm-hmm.
It can symbolize, you know, the love that you never got from mom and dad. It can symbolize your knight in shining armor that you're waiting to come and get you. So those are some of the common things. But what is so important to understand, like, let's say you're lost in a forest and you don't know how you got in and you don't know how to get out. If there was one thread that you could follow to get out that would heal that issue that you're talking about, again, it's getting in touch with what you're feeling right now in your body and learning to say, I feel hurt. I feel scared. I feel ashamed. I'm not happy. I'm not in love anymore. And on the other side of the spectrum, it can be, you know, overcoming your fear of rejection, for example, and saying, I am in love with you. I'm attracted to you. I really like spending time with you, or I need more quality time with you. It's those small steps, which they appear small, but they're like leaps. And when we take those leaps every day and basically overcome the shame and the guilt of what we're feeling. So, you know, what I hear you saying, Kim, is these people, and I've struggled with this, I'm sure you both have as well. We learn as children to feel guilty for our feelings and to feel ashamed of our feelings. And tied up with that is we feel guilty for existing. And, you know, actually, this is really the root of the issue that we're all, that for everybody, and especially the belief system around God that we were discussing, is that I believe that we're all selfish. And I believe, or my view is that we're all selfish and that that's just the way nature was created. But there's two forms of selfishness. There's healthy selfishness and there's unhealthy selfishness. And I guess we'll get back to that after the break.
Yes, yes. Mike, thank you for holding that. So we come back and we talk about selfishness. Oh, boy. Stay with us. We will be back in 2 minutes with our special guest, Mike Bauer.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, Inspired listeners. Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on OM Times, a voice of consciousness. Blake, right when we're getting into the last break, the show goes by so quick. You were talking about healthy selfishness, and I think that's chapter 4 of your book. There's a whole chapter dedicated to healthy selfishness and unhealthy selfishness. Wanted just to pick that back up if we could.
Yeah, thank you, Mark, and thank you, Kim. This is, I think, probably the most important thing we could cover to benefit everybody who's listening. And like Mark said, everything I'm about to say, which is going to trigger everybody and push some very deep buttons, is outlined very slowly, logically, and clearly in the book. So I highly recommend reading that and taking some time to go over that. But there, you know, as someone who had to master self-love to survive, you know, I've at times attracted criticism, you know, as being selfish. And sometimes even from my family, which, you know, obviously gets in deeper than anybody else's opinions. And so I started to really analyze the topic of selfishness, and I started to look at myself and other people in nature, and I started to see how actually all of nature is actually intrinsically selfish. And so I like to use the example of an apple tree. If you think an apple tree selfishly takes what it needs from the ground, you know, nutrients, water, and it takes, you know, sunlight from the, you know, from the sun, it takes you know, carbon dioxide from the, you know, atmosphere, and it turns it into oxygen for us to breathe. It turns us into apples for us to eat. It turns it into shade. So basically, by taking care of itself, it fills its own cup up, and then it has this abundance to give us. And I think we all know that if we do too much for others and don't do for ourselves ever, then we become resentful and we wear ourselves down and we don't have much to give. So, you know, it actually is very intuitive and makes a lot of sense. But I went and I looked at the archetype of the parent and why parents have children to dissect this topic of selfishness, because one of the biggest archetypes for us, someone who is selfless or a martyr or sacrifices their own needs, is a parent. And even more so in most cultures, the mother, but it's relevant for both men and women, but it tends to weigh a bit more towards the mother, but it's the same for everybody. And I started to analyze, why does, you know, anybody ever have a child? And I looked at my own motives for wanting to have a family or children, and I looked at everybody else's motives for wanting to have a child, you know, have children or family. And if you dissect it, you start to see that every single reason why any child is ever brought into the world is the result of the selfish desires of the mother or the father. And for example, you know, it's my dream to have a child.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
And it's my dream to have a child. It's my dream to have a family. I want to do better than my parents did. Even if you're quite functional and you and your partner think, you know, we want to give this child the best life possible and contribute something to society, and you're not subconsciously hoping to meet all your own needs and desires through your child, the truth is you're the one who still wants it and are creating it. And then even in a lot of cases, you know, over half the time, children come into the world as a mistake. You know, it's not planned. And that comes about through desiring sexual intimacy or connection or looking for love or wanting to feel attractive. Or sometimes a woman wants to have a child and the man doesn't, but he goes along with it because he doesn't want to lose the love of his partner, and vice versa. Sometimes a man wants to have a child and the woman doesn't, but she goes along with it because she doesn't want to lose the love of her partner or she's scared. So if you really start to dissect everything, even sometimes in the situations with abortion, for example, a lot of times people won't get an abortion because they don't want to feel the guilt. Or even if it's against your religious belief, it still comes back to a selfish desire, even if you think it doesn't. So if you follow the logic, we'll get to this view that, you know, having children is a selfish endeavor, even though after that, people are in a position to sacrifice their desires and their needs in a huge way and put themselves second to then take care of this new life that has come into being. But what happens is, and what I found in myself, and then I started to see in all human beings, is that what this creates then is a guilt in us for existing. And Kim, this really is answering your question at the core of it, is that most of us come into the world feeling like we don't have a right to be here or a right to be alive. Now, there's a whole spectrum. You know, some parents really want their children and are very loving and functional. But as we all know, the spectrum is very big, and it goes down the hill from there to very dysfunctional, not planned, you know, parents who are not ready to be parents, are not very healthy, and are often quite toxic in themselves and their lives, and, you know, are not ready to take care of another life and can't even take care of their own life. And again, that spectrum, you know, ranges, but it's actually the majority. And so what that creates is, you know, we have our parents who are doing their best and often struggling. And then there's this new life and this new being that needs to be cared for. And let's just talk on a physical level. So food, water, and shelter, which requires the parents to, you know, go to work or do certain things to provide food, water, and shelter, which takes them away from their feelings, from their needs, from their desires, from all their unhealed issues, from their undiscovered life purpose or true nature. And even if they're the best human being you know, in my experience, every person to some degree, whether it's conscious or subconscious, has this feeling of kind of like the children are a burden in a sense, or a little bit stressful. Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents would never articulate this because it's like, oh my God, you're a horrible person, or I'm a bad person to feel this way. But it's the truth. And again, we don't like the truth because, you know, we feel that everybody's going to think we're horrible or judge us or we're ashamed of it. So what I found is this creates, to varying degrees, in every human being, a guilt for existing. Like, we feel a burden for being alive, or we don't feel worthy of being alive. So, Kim, this is where I believe that really that the root of that issue comes from. So we don't feel worthy of God's love. And what was God's expression of love? Giving us an experience of being alive, to bring us into being as an expression of him or herself. That was the ultimate expression of love, and we don't feel worthy of existing. And that goes back to our parents. But again, our parents felt this from their parents. So it's passed down genetically through the bloodline. And I believe it's at the root of human suffering and the awakening of human consciousness, which is why I focus on it. And so, but here's the other thing. As kids and as human beings, but let's talk about us as children, we don't just need food, water, and shelter, right? We have feelings, and we have needs, and we have an imagination. But often, mom and dad are very busy or struggling, or one of the parents is not around, or one of them is working, or they're both not around. So our whole inner emotional life, we never really have anybody there to mirror it back to us and help us understand it. And then even if someone's there, often they don't know what to do with their emotions, so they don't know how to help us. So our whole emotional life goes inward. And often if our parents are too busy or too stressed, let's say we go to our parents and we're trying to talk about our feelings, or we're scared, or we saw a fairy, or we saw a ghost, or we think we saw this, or something hurt our feelings. And, you know, mom or dad is too busy doing something, or they shut us down and say, don't cry, don't be emotional, it's okay, you know, forget about it. We basically learn to reject what we're feeling. But with that comes, we learn to feel ashamed and guilty for having feelings. And this, so for me, this is this golden thread where the root of all suffering, depression, and disease comes from. Is first we feel guilty for existing, then we feel guilty and ashamed for having feelings and needs and desires. Because as an adult, and I'm sure, you know, Kim and Mark, you can see for yourself and then with your clients, a lot of people feel guilty for wanting to do the things that make them feel healthy and happy and well. And I say to people, are you really a bad person because you want to eat a salad? Are you a bad person because you want to go to a yoga class? Are you a bad person, a bad mother, a bad father because you want to go to this workshop, or you want to do something that makes you happy? Are you a bad person? No. But since we're children, we were conditioned to feel guilty and ashamed of our feelings and what we want and need, which is connected to us feeling good and enjoying life. But, you know, again, our parents didn't know better because this is what they learned from their parents. And so through basically, we have to learn to give ourselves permission to be happy and well, which means we have to give ourselves permission to feel what we feel, want what we want, need what we need. And even when the guilt, and it will keep coming up, even when the guilt, the shame, and the fear comes up and we feel unworthy, we need to keep pushing through and give ourselves permission that we, you know, like our parents selfishly gave us life, and now we need to selfishly enjoy our lives and make the mm-hmm. most of this miracle that's of being alive. And then when we do that, ironically, even if at first, you know, we're in balance, you know, so at first you're doing things for everybody else, and then you stop and you become really selfish and everybody criticizes you because you start only doing for yourself. Well, eventually, as your cup fills back up, all you want to do is give love and share love with people who appreciate you and that feel good to be around. And so that selfishness turns into selflessness. And that's the beautiful thing about this paradox that we live in the world of form and formlessness, is that the opposite turns into the opposite, and you see the unity of everything. So for me, I wrote my book after an insight of, once I learn how to love myself unconditionally, loving another becomes an act of self-love. So as you master loving yourself unconditionally and taking care of your heart and taking care of your body and speaking and acting based on the truth in every moment of every day, you become such a powerful source of love and understanding in the world, and you can't help but give it out because it's who you are. It's like an apple tree can't help but be an apple tree. It is an apple tree. Even if it selfishly needs to do what it needs to do to take care of itself, it can't help but be an apple tree. And I believe our true nature is so much one with love, pure love, that we can't help but be it when we take care of it.
Well, I think we're going to have to leave it right there. If you want to check out Blake's beautiful work, you can find us all his information on our Facebook page, and you can go to unconditional-selflove.com, and we also have his scheduled event coming up. Thank you so much, Blake, for being on the show, for being on Friday.
Thank you,
fantastic
Blake.
Stuff. Awesome.
Thank you both for having me.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, next week, we're going to have a special guest, Cynthia Ruiz, talking about Native American spirituality. Good stuff, guys. Thanks for listening today. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Till then, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.